Didsbury Town Council has been updated on the East Reservoir Pumphouse project, reviewing the proposed site plan during the recent regularly scheduled council meeting. The new reservoir will be located immediately southwest of the Didsbury Memorial Complex, along 19th Street. The proposed location of the facility is positioned to minimize the impact on the existing parking lot, said Chief Administrative Officer Ethan Gorner. This places the facility very close to the RV sani dump. The facility will likely be moved slightly to the east to ensure the sani dump remains easily accessible. Pending council decision of the proposed improvements to the sani dump, there is potential to optimize the design of the two facilities. Council also heard about the possible architectural designs for the new reservoir pump house. The pump house could be economically constructed with a steel structure, tin roof and siding, or the facility could be consistent with the Valorosa lift station, or could be themed. Themed options could consist of a replica horse barn or grain elevator, for example, but the possibilities are endless. To design and construct a custom building such as a lift station or a themed building, there may be some increase to the current project costs. This would be for potential design, construction and material cost increases associated with an approved design, he said. In June, council approved the southwest parking lot of the memorial complex as the future site of reservoir and approved proceeding with the preliminary engineering design for phase one of the project. An assessment conducted for the town's water distribution master plan, WDMP, recommended the new reservoir be constructed in the southeastern area of the town with designated fire pumps added to both pump houses. The WDMP divides the East Reservoir into roughly three phases, with phase one being a new 2,250 cubic meter potable water storage facility with a pump house. Council carried three motions, including to approve, in principle, the site plan, understanding that the final position will be modified slightly as the project develops. The other two motions were to approve the development of a parking lot replacement plan and it bring it back to council as soon as feasible, and to bring back possible options for the pump house design for council consideration. Meanwhile, town administration has resubmitted a grant application through the Provincial Alberta Municipal Water, Wastewater Partnership regarding the reservoir project. The town had applied for grant funding under the partnership in 2022. The East Reservoir application was rejected on the basis that the fund does not apply to a second reservoir, Gorner said earlier. The primary reason for this criterion is to ensure development-driven growth funds new storage capacity requirements via off-site levies or other measures. With the current estimated cost of building the second reservoir set at $6 million, the town has a potential funding opportunity of $2.68 million.